Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We bless you. We honor you, Lord. You stand out in your class. There is none like you. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praise. We bless you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm teaching on this topic, Jesus, our living hope. Jesus, our living hope. Amen. Now, what does it mean to have hope? Amen. What does it mean to have hope? You know, sometimes in an attempt to stretch a body of truth in the body of Christ, we overstretch that truth beyond boundary, that we use that truth to displace another truth. So sometimes, when people teach on the subject of faith, an impression is given that hope is not really important. Now, I have seen people who don't have faith and are still alive. The moment people stop having hope, they die. They do what? They die. Sometimes you see a full-grown person that has his car, has his house, and decide to go to Todd Mellon Bridge and jump off the water. Now, listen. Said we all need hope. The Bible said, hope maketh not ashamed. When you stop having hope, you die. So when we have the team, Hope Alive, powerful. Powerful. God is reviving somebody's hope. God is reviving somebody's hope. And let me give you some instances. There are sicknesses today, okay, that once a person is diagnosed of this sickness, as far as medicine is concerned now, there's no hope. One time I was at OAUTHC, and around 1 a.m. at the emergency ward, there was a woman. All attempts to stabilize her was failing. She was crying. They were giving all the injections they could give her, all the things to get her stable. No. And at some point, she began to cry. Let me die. Just give me anything. This pain is too much. I need to die. Oh, yes. When sickness gets to a point, people by themselves ask for death. And that's when they stop seeing hope. When they stop having hope. So I went to her bed. And I said, can I pray with you? She said, yes. So I held her hands. And I decreed that the life in the blood of Jesus, enter this blood. Remove every impurity. Send out the power of darkness in the name of Jesus. She said, amen. With tears, hot tears. About 15 minutes later, I was at the basement and I saw someone requesting for coke, that I need to take something. And when I looked to my right, it was the same woman. She had come there to drink Coke. How amazing will it be for you to know that even if someone is supposed to die, with the grace of God upon your life, you can stop it. Are you sure you are ready for the word? Because I talk a bit quietly, and so follow me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I was on flight from Anambra yesterday, and I saw a woman being brought into the plane. We had to wait about extra 15 minutes for them to be able to arrange her inside. She was in distress. So as I got there, I was sitting just beside her, just the aisle in between us. And as I looked at her, I saw the spirit of death. And I knew what that means. This woman was going to die. I was just medically concerned, the way she was seated, asking, are you breathing well? Are you fine? If there's an issue, let me know. And just as we're about to land in Lagos, she looked at me and said, I perceive you're a pastor. I said, yes, I am. She said, pray with me. I don't want to die. Oh, so I held her hands. Spirit of death, no more. Take your hands off her. How beautiful is it to know? By another couple of weeks, months, and years, I will still meet that same woman alive. Listen to what I'm saying. Hope is not alive if what you have flung to it. Living hope delivers. Always. Lift your hands, everyone. This teaching is an empowerment teaching. Okay? Lift your hands. Your right hand, everyone. See, my hands. I see the way you are talking here. Say, my hands. Yes, we need to roar. Say it again. My hands are for signs and wonders. My hands are for signs and wonders. Through these hands, the dead will rise. The lame will walk. The blind will see. The lepers will be cleansed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Glory to God. I was sharing a story with them in Anambra of a man. Somebody told the man, he's been paralyzed since 1985. A senior police officer. But someone told him and said to him that I know someone that can pray with you and you'll be healed. The man said, really? He said, yes, really. So I went to the house of the man. Saw him. You know, sickness can give people customized position. You will not live your life in sickness. Sickness is terrible. Where medicine stops is where the power we carry begins. And you have that power.
Yes, sir.
Say it, I have that power.
I have the power.
Say it, I have that power.
I have the power.
Oh, yes. So I went there, saw the man, laid hands on him. Oh, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Nothing happened. He didn't get healed. Oh, I cried my eyes out. God, heal him. Didn't get healed. So God said to me, you want to see him healed? Go there every day and lay hands on him. So I had a new assignment every blessed day. Whether in the morning or in the evening, I find time. Go to his house every day. Lay hands on him. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Every day I lay hands on him. And I did that for over 3 months. But sometimes some of you are afraid to walk in the supernatural because you are afraid that what if it fails? But what if it works? And one of those days I went to his house. And I met his eldest daughter outside, crying. I asked her, what is the issue? The more she tried to talk, the more she wept. Right? Faithless me, I concluded, we lost him. He's dead. I entered the sitting room, checked his customized sitting position. He wasn't there. Oh, God. I broke down in tears. And as I sat down there weeping, I saw the curtain open. And it was the one coming out on his 2 feet. Since 1985.
What? What happened to you?
He said, the wife spoke on his behalf. She was about to brush his teeth as always. Then he said, I feel I can walk. The wife said, what? He said, I feel I can walk. Then she held him up. And he took the baby steps. And his knees received strength. Bent his leg. Bent the other one. Walked by himself. Since 1985. Now listen. There's a reason why I'm sharing these stories. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 10, verse 38. Alright, Acts 10, verse 38. Very popular scripture. But sometimes we always feel around the popular scriptures because we get familiar with them. You see. Now, Acts 10, verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of where? Nazareth. With what? The Holy Ghost. And with what? Power. Who went about doing what? Doing good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. You know, I love the scripture so much. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. But not just the Holy Ghost, with power. Sometimes when you look at this, you feel this is semantically wrong. Because how do you say he's anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power? The Holy Ghost is the spirit of power. But in Luke chapter number 3, the Bible says Jesus was led to the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. And in Luke 4, the Bible said he returned from the wilderness with the power of the Spirit. There are two different instances. Say, I need the Holy Ghost. I need his power. Now in Acts of the Apostles chapter number 1 verse 8. Acts chapter number 1 verse 8. Acts 1 8. Quickly, give us that scripture. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. The Holy Ghost has come upon me. And ye shall be witnesses. You shall receive. You shall receive. I want to give you an illustration. Do you have any cable? Maybe charger cable or something. Any cable? Anybody with any cable? Let me just use a cable. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, how many of you have experienced electric shock before? Somebody said, ah. That fellow is a shocker. He shocked the person. You have practically experienced before? Yes. Electric shock. Okay, put your hands down. What is the difference between a wire that has electricity and the one that does not have electricity? By observation. Huh? The power fluid in it. Can you tell the one that has electricity from the one that does not have electricity? By looking at it. Huh? You can't tell. Even the powerful will look powerless until you dispense. Power is not just what you receive and sit with. No. Somebody said, I want God to anoint me with the grace to heal the sick. How will you know you have it when you have never prayed for the sick? I want God to anoint me with the grace to walk in miracles. How will you do it when every time the Holy Ghost ministers to you, someone is on wheelchair, get him up. You say, that's my village people. What if this person doesn't get up? You know, one time I received a call from a woman and said, I want you to pray for my daughter. Now, the daughter had a growth on her neck. Now, the growth has been there, I think, for about 9 years. Big growth on her neck. You see, and the mother said, I know if you pray for her, the growth is good. This is a very big growth. So the girl called me. I remember I was ministering somewhere around Ondo, somewhere then. And after the meeting, she called me. I said, my mom said I should call you, sir, about the growth. So we were gisting. So how are you doing? What do you do? Okay. Interesting. Are you born again Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost? I was just asking a random, because I know the mother. So after we have gisted for like 15 minutes, and for me that's a long time to gist. I don't know how to stay on call. So she said, Pastor, you have forgotten to pray for me. I said, it's true. The growth, okay, it's gone. She said, amen. Bob, sir, pray for me. I said, the growth is gone. She said, amen. The following day, around past 5, she sent me pictures. She said, after I dropped the call, I couldn't stop coughing. Then the growth has been there for 9 years, busted open. Now, this is the miracle. When all the things locked up there were cleansed, there was a brand new skin under. Said, I have power. Now say it now. Power of the Holy Ghost to work miracles, signs, and wonders. I have power, power of the Spirit to work miracles, signs, and wonders. I work miracles, I work signs, and wonders. Oh, yes. I want you to soak it in. It's my reality. It's my reality. My reality. Now, you see, let's go back to that Acts 10 verse 38. Act of the Apostles 10 verse 38. Please give me that scripture quickly. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and healing all. Somebody say all. Come on, say all. Now, I believe that statement, that word, all, is by far one of the most interesting words used in that scripture. Jesus did not heal sicknesses once in a while. Every sickness he met, he healed. Now, look up, everyone. How do you feel it will be for people to know in the world that there's a man that except he didn't pray for the sickness, whatsoever it is, once he prays, it is done. Where do you think the queues will be? The hospital or around the anointed? Talk to me now.
Around the anointed.
Why? Because it is consistency of result that communicates hope. It is the predictable nature of result that communicates hope. Why do you get sick and use anti-malaria drugs? Because you believe that when you use certain dosage as prescribed over a certain period of time, you should get well. True? Talk to me now. True?
Yes, sir.
That's why you use it. And that's why you see some Christians just headache. They say, can I get paracetamol? Because they know it is not chalk. It is going to what? Work. When you are hungry, what do you need? Food. When you are thirsty, what do you need? Water. How about the world getting sick and they know that what they need is Jesus through you? that is more than enough. Let me say this to you. The reason why they don't respect the church is because we are not bearing predictable fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the reason. That's the reason why they drag us. Let me share something that happens with you. Something happened to me. One time somebody called me on phone. The fellow called me. Called me with an international number. Said, please pray for me, sir. I'm going through this. Somebody has told me you hear God. Whatsoever God is saying now, please tell me. I'm going through this. I need your prayer. I closed my eyes to pray. My heart was troubled. What is happening? When people tell you, he communicated the whole problem graphically. I felt compassion. I wanted to pray. As I closed my eyes to pray, I had trouble in my heart. Something was not right. Then the Lord said to me, he said, ask him, who is Mrs. So and so and so? This person said he has problem. He's sick. The wife has left him. The daughter is sick. They need kidney transplant. You say, who is Mrs. So? God said, ask him, who is Mrs. So and so and so? As I asked him, the Lord said, I should ask you, who is Mrs. So and so and so? He kept quiet. I said, okay. Kept quiet. The Lord said to me, what is your relationship with Mrs. So and so and so and so? Are you sleeping with Mrs. So and so and so and so? He ended the call. Listen to what I'm telling you. So we traced the number because we tried to call. It was not picking. And we traced the number, the name on the number, searched on Facebook. Then I found out there was a live program where they will call different pastors and lie. They were recording and going live on Facebook. When you are done prophesying in your own carnality, they will tell you are fake. The Mrs. So-and-so-and-so is his father's younger sister. That's his auntie. That he is sleeping with. It came out on live TV. He ended the call. Once people know that we hear God like this, they will fear our God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Once you lack power, you are not really different from the world. Because the difference is power. Somebody say power.
Power.
Come on, say again. Say power.
Power,
power of the Spirit. Power. Now, Jesus walked in a predictable level. Consistent level. See, listen to what I'm saying. I've seen believers try to cast out devils and say, I can't cast out. Say, this devil is a stubborn devil. There's no stubborn devil. There's only a powerless Christian. Sometimes you see people, and I'm not trying to mock operations. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to beat you down and make you feel that you are nobody. No. I've come to empower you with the word of God. And sometimes you see people gather, and then 20 people gather around the same one person who is demon possessed, and they are shouting, you, something, go. One will carry water, and say, I pour you water. Have you seen that before? And then I will carry broom, I say, I flood. By the time the person is tired, they will say, Motilo. Then the people who lack discernment will say, now you are free. Demons leave at the mention of the name of Jesus, not at the usage of pure water or flogging with broom. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Say it again. 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 Jesus is enough. Now, why did Jesus tell the disciples not to go out and preach until they have been endued with power? One time, Jesus went somewhere to pray, and as he went there, came back, he saw a crowd gathered, and they were mocking the disciples. They said, we brought this, our son, to him. This, he has an evil spirit. He said, your disciples could not cast him out. Jesus went to the boy. The Bible said, he rebuked the spirit, and straightway the spirit left the boy. The disciples came to ask him, why couldn't we cast out this spirit? And Jesus said, unbelief. Unbelief. So you don't have faith. He said, howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and what? Fasting. So there are kinds. He said, you have unbelief first and foremost. but you are also not praying and fasting enough. This kind goeth not out. But so Jesus knew, I can't leave this set of powerless individuals on earth. The work is going to fail. So he told them, don't go out and rush to preach. Tarry in Jerusalem and wait till you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said they gathered themselves together in the place called the upper room, 120 of them. And they began to pray. Act of the Apostles, chapter number 2. The Bible said, suddenly there was a mighty noise, and it filled the rooms where they were seated. And there appeared upon all of them clothing tongues like fire. And they began to speak with new tongues. Now, something happened when that event took place. Peter, who had denied Jesus 3 times, he swore, if I know Jesus, man, die. The same Peter stood up, filled with the Holy Ghost, and said, men and brethren, we are not drunk. This was that which was prophesied by Joel. Joel 2:28, saying afterward, it will come to pass, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And when Peter was done preaching that day, 3,000 people came and joined them. It is power that makes the difference, not effort. Power.
Yes, sir.
Say it again, power.
Power.
Say it again, power.
Power.
Say it, I receive power.
Come on,
say it again. I receive power to witness Jesus to the ends of the earth. I receive power. No, yes. When you go to settings where there's no power, when the choir sing its national anthem, there's no inspiration. Everybody knows what's coming next. But we are coming to the days where the order of program will be hijacked because the Holy Ghost filled the room. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where the Holy Ghost will come with the order of his own meeting. I've seen places where they will tell, carry the keyboardist away. Carry the drummer away. They are all slain under the power. One time a boy came to OAU and he came with a burden, a very strange burden. And the burden he came with was to sleep with 500 girls. How many girls? How many girls? I don't know how you would do that and still be alive, but that was his own goal. And he started. He started the adventure. He was going from places to places, from hostels to hostel. And one time he was about to take bike, and he saw a very fine girl pass, and the girl was taking a bike. So he told his own bike, follow her. The bike followed the girl, and the girl was going to church. And when the girl got to church, he came down and went to the church. With that confidence, because they know that there's no power. And when he sat down, fortunately for him, that same girl was the one to lead praise and worship. And as the girl was leading praise and worship, he sat down there, was licking his lips, was, you know, touching his beard, touching his small beard. And suddenly, the hand of God came upon him as the girl was ministering. And he began to scream, Jesus, I will serve you. Jesus, I will serve you. I'm sorry. I love you. Hey, help, Jesus. He's been going after girls, but he found the one who is hidden in Christ. We had to minister to him. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost, gave his life to Christ. He came to stay with me in my house, started discipling him. And one day he said to me, he said, do you know in my house, they have never mentioned Jesus since I was born. The dad is a pilot. The mom also having her own profession. So he said he has a burden that his family should know Jesus. So I prayed for him. He went home. And when he got home, he called his younger sister. And he said, can we at least pray? And the younger sister was singing. And singing simple devotional songs. And while they were singing and praising God, her shoulder touched him. And the power of the Holy Ghost hit her. And she began to scream and shout in tongues violently. The mother rushed out. What is happening? Your daddy must not hear this. Try to carry the girl. This is. When the mother touched the girl, the power of the Holy Ghost hit her. Two of them slain on the ground, screaming and shouting. The father stormed out of the room. In my house, in my house, in my house. Tried to carry the mother. Get up. As he touched the mother, the fire of the Holy Ghost fell on him also. Got born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost right there. The entire family saved one same day. Because somebody carried the fire. Now, listen to what I'm saying. It is illegal for you to carry the fire of the Spirit and darkness is still dominating your domain. It is illegal. It is not right. Some of you here have parents who are sick. They've trusted God. And meanwhile, the response of God to their cry is that He has placed you there. And some of them may even die untimely death. Unless you rise. Can you lift your hands? Say, I receive that power. That every sickness I lay my hands on will be healed. Every sickness I lay my hands on will be healed. Every situation I touch will be catered for. I receive power. Can you pray it in 1 minute? Come on, make that prayer. Oh, I receive it. Oh, I receive power. Oh, yes. See, you are not praying it like one who is tired of a situation. Power! Oh, yes, I walk in power. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let the weight of your glory cover of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory fall.
I receive power. I walk in the miraculous. I walk in the miraculous. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. I walk in power. The world through my life will come to know Jesus. Jesus will become famous through my life. Oh yes, I walk in the release of power. Power, power. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. I walk in the release of power. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Thank you, Lord. Sit down for a minute. Do you know that in meetings like this, you can draw? Listen, you must be skillful in drawing. If not, an anointing will come. It will look like it is not there. Because when this thing meets a place where there's no hunger, it lifts again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You must be skillful in what? Drawing. Lift your hand. Say, I draw. Oh yes. Say it again, I draw. Now I believe as I was praying, the Holy Ghost witnessed to my heart that this is an Holy Ghost meeting. This is an Holy Ghost meeting. And I'm seeing the extension of God's power landing on people. to walk in new dimensions of the Spirit. Some of you have sung before, but it's time for the prophetic dimension to break loose. Oh yes. Some of you have preached, but it's time for you to carry the miraculous. Yes. It's time for you to walk in it. It's time for you to see it in unbelievable dimensions. It's time for you not just to share the stories of others, but for us to begin to see new things done through your life. The time has come for the Spirit and the bride says come. The Spirit and the bride says come. And if this is the word of the Lord as I speak, let the fire find expression in lives now. From my right hand to the left, everywhere, let there be a release of bolts of the Spirit. Let men come up higher into a new plane and become solutions to systems, solutions to our dying world. Let there be a release of power. Oh yes. To walk in the miraculous. To walk in a new level of wisdom. To walk in a new level of power. Let there be a release by the Spirit. Oh yes. By the Spirit. Oh yes. By the Spirit. Woo. Shakata Balatai. Oh yes. New dimensions of the Spirit. New operations of the Spirit. Oh yes. When there is new wine. Oh yes.
When there is new wine, there is new power. There is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old place to carry on you. New wine.
Oh yes.
There is new power.
Oh yes.
There is new freedom.
The kingdom is here.
And the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames.
To carry your new fire.
To carry your new fire. Today.
Oh yes. Make me love. Make me love.
Make me a vessel.
Oh yes.
Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing. But all you have given me.
Amen. Be seated for a moment. Is there anyone here who has been hungry for this moment and you have looked forward to it? And you have cried, your heart has cried. Is there anyone like that? Wherever this thing meets lack of discernment, it doesn't rest. Is there anyone who has cried in the secret and said, God, will you anoint me? Is there anyone like that? Lift your hands if you belong to that category. The grace to walk in the miraculous and to walk in unbelievable level of miracles. Seven of them, let it be released as I count 1 to 7. Let them carry these such as I have is released. Find 7 and place that same grace on them. From today, let there be healings, signs, miracles. Oh yes. Oh yes. So help the 7 of them now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now let it rest on the 7 of them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Let it rest now. Touch. Oh yes. Oh yes. Unbelievable level of miraculous power of the Spirit. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Help them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now sit down for a while. Let's help those under the power of the Holy Ghost. Please let's be seated. Sit for a while. Oh, Sikra ha finish the feheni mantis to finish the Liko Subraha finish the cambenis to fight. La ikam de ro sikra ham denishelikai. Oh, sikra ebeni shokai. Sinokai. Franikos the finish. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. 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 Sule frehedi mante credi mon si frehina manste veli nai. Ekendi kosi hi graham de kinos te fridishta. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Father. Maha frehi ges te fridishta. Thank you, Lord. The days of my power, says the Lord, the days of my power. The people will come to the obedience of faith through the move of the Spirit. Nations will come and kings will bow. For behold, darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. But I will raise sons of light. 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 Sons of light, sons of light, illuminate, sons of light, sons of light, stepping up and stepping out in different sectors where darkness had once prevailed. Sevre he goes to Vrihine Mentish. Sumla havenish te kraha venentis to kahai venish te. Leokash, Evrine mente ketish te. O sivre hende kambro finish te. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, listen. Listen. I perceive strongly that amongst many things that God is doing here, I see a very unique release of the spirit of wisdom. And I saw such grace as was on Daniel. Such grace. Father, I don't know those that this is for, but if this is your word, let there be a manifestation of this release now. Amen. Put it on their head. Anoint them with fresh oil. Amen. Don't say amen, everyone. Just stay where you are. Father, that fellow or the group of individuals that you are releasing the gift of wisdom. I say wisdom for systems. Systems. Systems, systems, systems to build structures, to infiltrate structures, and establish the kingdom in structures. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Light introduced to darkness, and darkness will get out of the way. Thank you, Lord. All right, help them. Oh, thank you. All right. So there is a release of the spirit of wisdom. Amen. Now, listen, everyone. You must never plan to attend a meeting without having expectations for the supernatural. You must train your spirit, not just to receive the word, but to also receive the manifestations of the spirit. Some things can be taught, but many things can only be caught by the spirit. You will know certain things not because there's a teacher, but because the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was not teaching that got Mary pregnant. It was the Holy Ghost. He said, how shall these things be said? The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. There are divine implantations of the Spirit. They are not necessarily going to be true teachings of the word, but as you open your heart to the move of God, you leave this meeting and you know what to do next. You know why? Because where there's been darkness and chaos, the Holy Ghost brood over the ruins. Begin to brood and begin to show you this is the way out. So we must be a people of the Spirit and of the Word. The letter killeth, but the word that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are what? Life. Lift your hands and say, my heart is open. Come on, say it again. For the manifestations of the Spirit through my life, I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. John chapter number 5. Thank you, Lord. Keep your heart open. Is that okay? And long. Do you know how to long for? Do you know how to pant for? How to quest for? You must learn it. You must learn it. A meeting can be rerouted in the direction of one man's hunger. Do you understand what I'm saying? The steering of every meeting is that the Holy Ghost responds to the hunger in the heart of the people. Now, verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. It was a world of hopelessness. Verse 4. Says, for an angel come down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, step in, was made whole. Now you have a place, now a very dirty place. When you look at the pool of Bethesda, what comes to your mind is that maybe one fine swimming pool. It wasn't a fine, it was a dirty pool. It was a place of sickness. A place of pain. A place where you have the abandoned. Do you know what it means for people to be at the same spot for years? Apparently, without care, they begin to smell. The guy has been there for how many years? 38 years. 38 years is the same thing as being at the spot since 1985 to 2023. Am I correct? The same thing. 38 years. Same spot. You will not be tied down with sickness. Amen. You better say the amen well. Amen. You will not be tied down with sickness. Amen. Oh God. Several times I've had to hold people's hands at their last moment. So what's the condition? Cancer. How about getting the power that no cancer will survive a declaration? Aren't you tired already? Are you not tired? Are you not tired of seeing cases and you know there is nothing you can do? Are you not tired? Have you not seen people we agree and pray for, but they still die? It happens everywhere. The doctors are helpless. The church is also helpless. Ain't you tired? Maybe some of you even had parents who got sick and you watch them as they slowly died. And you ask, what's the hope? What's the hope that is alive? It will lack power. What is the hope? I hate to deceive myself. That's why I cry a lot. I pray for sicknesses. God, let this person be healed. I'm ready to forget food till this fellow is healed. How do you say there is a pastor? If he prays for you, be healed, you come. I know we are not the healer, but nothing still happens. No. Every sickness Jesus met, he healed. Every dead person he ever prayed for, he rose them, he woke them from the dead. Everyone he ever, there was no dead person Jesus prayed for and said, ah, this one did not wake up. There was none. There was no sickness he prayed for. I said, ah, maybe God does not want to heal. There was none. That's the Bible we read. That's the Jesus alive in us. He went about healing everyone, oppressed of the devil. Everyone. You know, one time I watched a video of Pastor Chris Akilome, and they brought a boy on wheelchair. The boy had never walked all his life. The leg was so twisted and tiny. As I watched the video, you know, I sat down and I said, this one can't walk, actually. So I said to myself, I said, I want to see how these men do it when something doesn't work. How do they move on so we can learn? So I was going to learn how to move on. You see. And I watched the video. And he stood. They said this boy has never walked. He stood there. He used his leg to touch the boy's leg. Touch the boy's leg. Did like this. Did like this. Did like this. Touched the boy's back. Then said, get up. He didn't even look at him. He didn't look. You know, in football, what they call no look pass. He didn't look at him. He didn't look at the boy. He said, get up. And that's it. He rose up and began to walk. When the world see this, they will come for our Jesus. He got up. You know, I'm so engrossed with Chance and Frances Hunter. Legs used to grow like chewing gum. Now, you cannot say that you have a body in a direction and you are not giving yourself to that direction. You cannot say that. It will become the food you eat. What makes you stay awake at night? Say that I want to walk in the miraculous. I want to walk in the miraculous. Say that I want to walk in the miraculous. Don't you want to walk in the miraculous? Now say it like you mean it. Oh yes. They say, hey, someone is pregnant. The baby stopped moving. Aha. Nothing dies in my hands. Baby, you can hear the voice of the Lord. Receive life. Every case Jesus prayed for, he got a result. Every case. And when that boy walked, faithlessness died. God wants to use you to display to the world that is the God of all possibilities. He wants to use you to display that someone that they said this is liver cirrhosis, the person's liver is eaten up by cancer, and they go for another scan and say, we are seeing a brand new liver here. My God! Look at it. Isaiah chapter number 60 from verse 1. Isaiah chapter number 60 from verse 1. Now look at it. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2 now. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Darkness. Somebody say darkness. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Verse 3. And then Gentiles shall come. They don't go to where there's no hope. There's darkness. Look at it. Genesis chapter number 1 from verse 1. Genesis 1 from verse 1. Genesis 1 from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2 now. The earth was without form and void. And what? Darkness. What is responsible for sickness? Darkness. What is responsible for death? Say it loud and clear. In him was life. The life was the light of men. So when there's no life, there's what? Death. What is responsible for chaos? Darkness. Why is the family so scattered and the children are barely rising? Darkness. Why is there no record of anyone who broke through from this lineage? Darkness. Why is there chaos and there's killings everywhere? Dark. Why do people die before their time? Darkness. Somebody was asking me yesterday, and they said, what's the difference between Genesis 1:3 and Genesis 1:14? Two lights were created. In Genesis 1:3, God said, let there be light. In Genesis 1:14, he also called another light. And I said, the difference is, the light in Genesis 1:3 is sons of God. The response of God to chaos is to release his son. The light in Genesis 1:14 is sun, as in sunlight. You see that now. When people cried in Egypt, how did God respond? Moses. You are the response of God to the cry of that family. Stop waiting for another help. God has responded. He has. He has. And listen, one of the things that shows that you will walk in a dimension of power is that anytime it doesn't happen, you lose appetite. The burden to see exact result. Anyone who is not pursuing won't get it. It won't come upon you in one day. I've shared my experience. Sometimes I lay hands on the sick. They don't get healed. I go back and cry. And when I pray for the sick, I want to see result. I want to see them get out of their wheelchairs. I want to see them walk. I want to see the fellow who is down on the bed with cancer. Get up, cancer free. Are you aware now, as at now, anybody with a cancer report is almost certain to die unless God shows up? Are you aware? Now let me share this with you. One of my spiritual daughters, and we've had several, but one of my spiritual daughters had, she just saw a growth around her spine. So she reached out. I said, I don't know what's happening. Now, we had a common mentor who saw a growth like that and he died of cancer. I said, you know what? Go for a scan. I recommended certain things. He went for a scan and she brought back the result. It was actually a form of cancer around her spine. What that means is that if it eats to the spine, the next place is the brain. You see that now? Now, this is a report. This is cancer. And she knew who the cancer has killed. Something like that. And she began to cry. So I said to her, my God, the person both of us were both following died of this thing. So I said, do you trust God in my life? He said, yes. Are you sure? He said, yes. I said, can I have the medical report? So she gave me the medical report. I said, as far as medicine is concerned, there's no hope. So we'll tear this and we'll stay on Jesus. So I tore it. I said, I know now if you die, they will arrest me. So, I said, you can go. Father, we have 7 days for this cancer to be healed, or else I'm in trouble. Day one, growing bigger. Day two, bigger. Day three, still there, fresh. Day four, day five, day six. On the sixth day, she turned her back at the mirror, was checking with another mirror, was still fresh. And she said she wept. God, will you allow the word of your son fall to the ground? She went to bed. Now she was lying on her chest. Can't lay that part. The following day, she was just walking, just doing her stuff. Then her friend asked her, her roommate, hey, today you've been so active. What about your back? You not feeling any pain today? Then she remembered, Then she checked. It was brand new skin. Brand new skin. I say hope is not hope if it is not alive. Brand new skin. Another of my spiritual daughters came in. I was in tears. We were fasting and praying. Just entered my office. She was there with my wife. Brought many reports. Ovarian cancer. Ovarian what? Get out of my office. You don't have a... I said, get out of my office. My wife said, you going to tell her to just go like that? You. I said, tell her to get out of my office. There's no ovarian cancer. My wife went with her. Said, we're coming. Came back again. So what are you doing? I said, I don't see cancer. She said, I go out of my office. She said, tell her to go for more tests. She went for more tests. Came back the following month. Ovarian cancer gone. Predictable result every time. It is he that asks that receives. It is he that knocks that the door is opened. If you don't pant after the supernatural, you won't get it. There's nobody who walks in a dimension who never covets it from somebody walking in it. None. If you can do this too again, it must happen in my life and my time. If this is not your quest, the world will lack hope. Because you are as relevant as the problem. Oh God. Is there anyone saying, God, use me? I am tired of just listening to problems. Many of you don't, hold on a minute. Many of you don't understand the reason why people are always sharing their burdens with you, their problem, I'm going through this. It's because it is your destiny calling. They can recognize their deliverer, but you have not reasoned yet. That's why you are wondering, why are they always telling me about their problem? Because they can see it. And you have to see it too. You have to see it. That guy has been there 38 years. All that Jesus asked him was, pick up your bed and go. Stand on your feet. Say it loud and clear. From today.
From today.
You see, if you talk like this, I will leave you. Say, from today.
From today.
My words.
I
am empowered. From today, my words are coated with power. When I speak to a mountain, it will be removed. Pray it now. In the next 1 minute, pray it now. My words are empowered. People won't believe if they don't see your glory. Let your glory fall on me. For people won't believe if they don't see. Let your glory fall. The world won't believe if they don't see your glory. Let your glory fall. You have 30 more seconds. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Thank you. Oh yes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is my sincere hope that in the next couple of months, the question we'll be asking ourselves is, how many dead people have you erased? How many people are now walking? How many blinds are seeing? That will become the yardstick for our Christianity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands, everyone, where you stand. I've taught, I know that the power dimension of this will be released. Oh, Father, I ask that anyone here who is coming from families where there's been darkness and hopelessness, places where people barely rise, today, by the release of your word, we shatter every limitation there. You become the first fruits of a new kind. It doesn't matter the years and the decades where people have struggled to do anything meaningful there. By the virtue of the hand of God coming upon your life today, you will break those barriers effortlessly. From now on, anywhere you step, solution has come. From today, you receive the wisdom and the grace to sit and dine with kings. Because of you, the world will rejoice. There is no mountain you speak to that will not move. So those hands are anointed with fire. And every sickness you lay it on, be healed. Through the hands of the apostles, God will wrought special miracles. Through your hands also, God will wrought special miracles. There will be deliverances. Thank you, Father, because the world will have hope again. Because your sons are released as light. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.